Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to this patron-only episode of Top 5. My name is Josh Earl. This is the patron-only podcast where I, with a good friend, count down our top 5 on a topic that I've chosen today. My very good friend is Ben Vanell. Yay!
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about something I've never had the chance to talk about before, video games.
Yeah, well, it is. I now have done the trifecta. All members of the Filthy Casuals have been on the Patreon-only podcast. Mm-hmm, I think you probably have the best one in terms of the topics. I think Tommy may have had the worst one. I chose Friends characters for Tommy. Friends characters.
He's a Seinfeld boy.
I know, but he did. He did the co-star, not co-stars, but like guest appearances.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah. Yes.
So you're Gunthers of the world. Mm-hmm. And Adam Knox, for those who don't know, The Filthy Casuals is your podcast. Adam Knox and Tommy are both on it. Adam Knox did Unpopular Opinions. Now that was a fun one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, I'm usually the contrarian on Filthy, but I think Adam is the contrarian in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, he was very good at it. Now, what we are talking about today, we are talking about video games. Now, I am so far out of my element in this one, but what is the point of being a straight white male if I can't have opinions on something I don't know anything about? This is what this podcast is. I have very strong opinions on what I think the best 5 video games are, even though I do not play video games.
I mean, having strong opinions about video games that are completely unfounded and ill-informed is kind of what the internet is built for anyway. So I think you're just moving into the most popular form of communication online. This is perfect.
We are recording this very early in the morning. My kids are in the house, and for Christmas this year, I can't say too loud, but we have bought them a Nintendo Switch. So it's going to be a big part of my life.
Yes.
For 2021. Like, I know 2020 was probably the year for kids to have video games. Mm. Probably, you know, not only with COVID, but also the bushfires over summer where we couldn't go outside. Probably should have bit the bullet then, but no, I thought, no, you can have books, guys.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's fine. I did, my childhood was, like, we both grew up in sort of country-ish towns. That's right, Josh. Yeah, you were Burnie, I was Mount Dandenong sort of region. Yep. And I was given a Nintendo as a kid, and my parents were constantly saying, can you go outside? Yeah. Can you please spend some time outside?
Well, I'm a bit older than you, so I'll turn 40 next year. So my video game consoles, Atari 500, Atari 2600, Amiga 500, Commodore 64, PlayStation, Nintendo, Sega, Mega Drive. These were the kind of stuff that I was in my wheelhouse. And so a lot of these are from that time.
Okay, I'll remember back to being -3 years old. Yeah. excellent.
I think you'll know them all. And if you don't know them, at least you'll be able to talk about them.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So how it works? We count down. I'll start off, and the one I'm choosing, it's from PlayStation. Now my little brother had the PlayStation. I didn't have a PlayStation, and this is the game Shane Warne's Cricket.
I had a feeling, Josh, that some of yours may be sports games and may feature the great Shane Keith Warne.
Now this is in my list. Now, I was year 12 when he was given the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Very important year in a young person's life, not to be distracted by things. This was a terrible, terrible thing in our house.
You already had to, like, just push away all the girls who were asking you out on dates. That was the first thing you had to sort of stop being distracted by. And along comes a virtual world where there's even more girls throwing themselves at you.
Year 12, at the time, my girlfriend was living in Melbourne. So every night I'd be having hour-long conversations on the phone, not saying anything, getting in the way. And then I took 3 trips in a year to Melbourne to go see her. Also, friends of mine had moved out of house. They'd had their own place. So year 12, we had a place to go and party. And that was every weekend pretty much. Now you've got a PlayStation.
Oh, no.
There's a reason why I chose performing arts to be my theatre degree. But Shane Warne's cricket is the last time my younger brother and I came to blows, like fist fighting.
Oh!
Over Shane Warne's cricket. Now, it's if you're not a gamer, that's fine. You probably understand what Shane Warne's cricket could be, though. It's
sure.
It's absolutely just a cricket game. Yeah. And I was being Australia. He was being, I think he was being England. And I needed to hit 6 runs off the last ball. And the person who was on strike was Glenn McGrath.
Oh.
One of the worst players. One of the worst,
batters
yes. In Australia's long history of cricket. And I managed to hit a 6 off the last ball.
Yes.
And Brenton punched me in the face and I punched him back. Now, Brenton is, at this time, he's like 14, 13. I was 16.
He's three years
younger. So he's 13. And I, really. And we had a rule in our house. You don't hit each other in the face.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That went out the window for this one time. It was like I absolutely landed a couple of punches on him. He landed the first one on me. And there was the big threat of our parents saying, I'm going to throw this device out. I'm going to throw the PlayStation out.
I'm going to turn this PlayStation around if you guys don't stop punching each other in the face.
So Shane Warne's cricket. What I liked about Shane Warne's cricket as well is that you didn't have to. If you played against the computer, you didn't have to bowl because that's the most boring part of it.
Yes,
you just generate an innings.
Yes.
Also, they had this thing where you could have like famous games, and you come and try and like beat the famous
beat history.
Game. Yeah. And so I remember there was one. It was England versus West Indies, I think, and like they hit like 17 off the last like 4 balls. Something, it was something crazy, and that, you just had to play that, and that was fun. Big fan of that.
Obviously, you know, I'm not a big sportsman. If I was going to play Shane Warne cricket, I would choose to only field. Just let me field. Get me out near the boundary. Maybe I'll stop a few fours. But Shane Warne cricket, incredible choice.
All right,
My number five, I'm kind of going to do this chronologically because it's too hard to split these quality-wise. I'm going with Super Mario Brothers 3. This is probably the first game I can really remember playing at all. Like, I know we did have an Atari, and we had a pretty crap PC early days, but I do remember vividly the Nintendo coming home and for some reason having Mario Brothers 3 on it and being taken away to another world. Like, I remember going to a cousin's house around that time, older cousins, and them being like, Ben, look, if you do this, you go through one of the blocks into the background of the level. And I was like, holy shit, this is magic. Which I feel like is like the best thing about all like art forms, right? Is like those moments where you're like, I literally don't understand how that happened, but I love it.
See, Mario was a big, like, Nintendo. We didn't have Nintendo. So when I went to a place that had Nintendo, I didn't like it because of the controller just felt foreign in my hands.
Mm.
And I really aligned myself with PlayStation. I really, it was like, this makes sense to me. I can do this. And so Mario, never played a game of Mario in my life. The closest I've got to playing a game of Mario was I was at trivia one night and one of the end of the rounds was in this game of Mario Kart, who do you think will win? And then you just watched a game of Mario Kart and you chose one of the characters to win. And that was bonus points.
That's sort of like, have you been, I don't know if you noticed this during lockdown, marble racing became huge on YouTube. marble racing. Yeah. And it's that, right? It's like, but even with marble racing, it's just nominal. You're like, well, I'm going to follow little grey boy. And if he wins, then I'm happy. That's just that, but in trivia form.
Yeah. And this was such a bad trivia. One of the other questions was, how long would it take us to run around the block? Because there was two guys hosting. And we were like, we don't know how long the block is. How long is the block? And they're like, oh, I don't know, like 800 meters. I'm like,
how fast are you guys? Yeah. What is this? What is this?
It was ridiculous. So Mario 3. Let's talk about this.
Yes.
So, what's the aim of Mario? This is how little I know. Do you have to rescue someone?
The general overall goal of most Mario games is to rescue Princess Peach from the evil Bowser, who looks like a dragon but is actually a giant turtle. Okay. That is one of the things about Mario that no one knows, is that Bowser is a turtle. And it's a platformer, so there's not... you may be able to tell this from my brief description. The story is not the point.
Yeah.
The point is to develop fine reflexes and be able to move a little fat Italian man around increasingly creative and difficult levels. Something that us as probably... I mean, I think anyone over 30 has lost that fast twitch reflex. Yep. Playing those Mario games as, like a seven-year-old... was the perfect time to do it. I've wasted all of my talents on doing that at that age. But it's that. It's like pinball or something. You know, you're just moving this thing around in ways that humans shouldn't be able to do. It's very, very satisfying.
My other favorite Mario memory is when at the end of the last Olympics, when little Mario popped up change over from, like, was it London who had the last? No. Who had the last Olympics? Somewhere in Brazil. Was it Brazil?
Was it Rio? I think it might have been Rio, yeah. Or was that the World Cup?
It was... And then Mario pops up to say, Japan have the Olympics next. And watching it with my wife, she was like, oh, is it going to be in Rome? And I'm like, no.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.